obviously nothing was called.
When Lindmark wins the defensive zone faceoff, and the Badgers send it all the way down. Bischel out of his net. Sawyer Scholl out with Lindmark on this penalty kill. Vorlicki and Lotch. Notre Dame, Bavaro. Drops it far side to Fleming. Back to Bavaro. Snaps off a pass across the line. Trevor Janicki rims it around left side to his younger brother, Justin. Badgers get there and clear again. Mike Vorlicki.
Nice play by Vorlicki. One-on-one play along the boards. He came out a win and an easy clear.
Justin Janicki ran into some traffic. DeSaint Fowl will beat Fisher to the puck. Can't get it up off the glass and out, but he worked it free enough for Kerr to send it down. 1:25 to go in the Notre Dame power play. A 2-1 Wisconsin lead. Charlie Stramel's power play goal at 8:02 put Wisconsin on top. Drop pass, Knubel now, center circle. Slaggered across the line. Slowed by Vorlicki. Behind the net, Knubel. Rimmed it around too strongly and out to center ice. Again, Notre Dame misfiring on this man advantage. Drop pass, Strand. Through the logo at center. Slaggert now bumps it back to the point man and Seedham. Swings it far side to Moynihan. To Strand, goal line right. Seedham out high. Strand, right dot, Seedham. What's he going to do? Left wing, blast by Moynihan. Just missed the far post as McClellan claims sliding to his right. Moynihan, left dot, tries to work to the slot. Had his pocket picked by Horbach and cleared. Half minute to go on this Notre Dame power play. Badgers leading 2-1. Wisconsin with the third best penalty kill in the country. Better than 92%. So far tonight, 2 for 2, trying to make it 3 for 3 over a 9-minute stretch. Kerr slows Slaggard's progress. Scholl's got held up. Strand now, blind pass, left wing, Moynihan. Seedham now, 7 seconds. Moynihan's shot, blocked by Kerr. Chopped out in the slot, gathered in Scholl. Ahead to Cilia. The Badgers kill off the 5-minute major and maintain their 2-1 lead with under 5 minutes left. Tyson Dick giving chase. Puck in the offensive zone. Ricocheted free. Dexheimer overskates and a whistle. And too many men on the ice for Notre Dame. They have 6 skaters on the ice. Their second bench minor of the night. And Wisconsin will get a Kunis power play after killing off a major penalty.
Oh, what a turn of events. Talk about the special teams. Wisconsin early on, the power plays are killing them with the momentum, losing the faceoffs, and Notre Dame scoring. This time it's the penalty kill. Does an unbelievable job. Tom McClellan, a couple of saves, but he didn't really have to do a whole lot. Wisconsin just got clear after clear. And then right after Notre Dame takes a penalty, Wisconsin has 4:44 left here. At hopefully worst, you get it down to 2:44. At best, you score another goal.
Timeout has been called. We'll take one as well. Actually, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification.
Time out, Wisconsin.
10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Brian Posick, Paul Capobianco at Compton Family Ice Arena. Lefty Smith Rink in South Bend, Indiana. The Badgers with a 2-1 lead on Notre Dame, looking for their 8th win in a row. Their last 8-game winning streak was in the 1999-2000 season. They actually did it twice that year when Jeff Sauer's squad won 31 games. Wisconsin Badger Hockey brought to you by Rail Transport, offering home daily truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. And visit uwbadgers.com/Samboni to register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game. One lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Culver's gift pack, and a ride on the Zamboni during intermission. That's uwbadgers.com/Samboni. What a penalty kill for the Badgers, now on a power play.
Now, over and over again, it was Mike Vorlicki and Anthony Kerr, the defenseman, doing work. Notre Dame, a little bit, shot themselves in the foot a few times with some passes that weren't connecting to anybody, but excellent job by Wisconsin.
Offensive zone faceoff won by the Badgers. Cilia, Dexheimer, left wing, DeSaint Fowl. Center point, Dexheimer shoots one off the end boards, and DeSaint Fowl will go to get it. Try to go between his legs to the left circle. Got cut off by Notre Dame, but the Irish can't clear. DeSaint Fowl playing pitch and catch with Dexheimer. Right wing now, Lucius. Skates it to the goal line. Back out to Dexheimer. Left wing, DeSaint fouls one-timer. Didn't get much on it, and it fluttered its way to the corner. Now Cilia, backdoor pass for DeSaint Fowl. He was open. Good breakup, though, by Notre Dame. Here comes Trevor Janicki with Grant Silanoff, two-on-two. Backpedaling is Master Domenico, or actually through the trailing was Master Domenico. He tried a one-timer, and he fanned on the shot. But again, Notre Dame is getting chances shorthanded here tonight. They've scored one shorty to tie the game back in the second period.
You can see their mentality, especially now late in the game here. They were got the puck. They were thinking offense right away. It was a defenseman up in the play. It was Cruz Lucius is one of the guys back trying to guard against the offensive rush.
Then Mark to Dick. Tyson sends it in. Stramel using his big body trying to jar the puck free from Fisher, who came up a little bit gimpy. Fisher then whacks the ankles of Anthony Kerr deep in the offensive zone. Even though the Badgers on a power play, Mike Hastings has elected to send out his best defensive pair. But Slagert now on the attack against Losh. Backside. Oh, my goodness. What a save by Kyle McClellan to his left, denying the Notre Dame shorthanded bid by Knubel. Wow. Slagert came flying left wing. Knubel flying down the right wing. Beautiful pass, but an even better stop by McClellan.
Oh, Kyle McClellan right to left. Was in position for the first save. Had to go all the way right to left. Great push off from the right foot. Had his pads down on the ice. Makes the kick save. He's been so solid, so calm all year. That one was one of the flashier ones we've seen.
Put a star by that play. Kyle McClellan stops a two-on-one to keep it a 2-1 Wisconsin lead. With 3:18 left in the third, Badgers still on a power play. Matthew DeSaint Fowl drops it back to Scholes. Dexheimer out there too, two defensemen in the Badgers' top forward line with Cilia and Lucius joining DeSaint Fowl. Cilia's got it right corner, bumps it out to the point in Dexheimer. 15 seconds left on the power play. Lucius at the goal line. Sauce is out to the point. Scholes couldn't handle it. Taken by Justin Janicki. Tries to fling it ahead for Strand. Got through traffic back behind the Badgers net. McClellan off for Dexheimer. And then Strand peels back, needs a change. Notre Dame kills off the power play. But the Badgers with the puck in a 2-1 lead. 2.5 minutes left in regulation here at Notre Dame. Puck out to center ice. Daniel Lodge back to get it. Lodge using the net to stay away from Carpenter. Bumps a pass ahead to Scholl. He'll dump and chase. Bavaro looks to his right, finds his D partner Fisher. Almost coughed it up to Horbaugh. And Jack still battling for it. Carries it towards the front of the net. And covering it was Bischel. Horbaugh kept whacking at it a little bit, but cooler heads prevail here. 2:12 left in the third. A 2-1 Wisconsin lead. 5,069 fans here. A sellout at Compton Family Ice Arena to watch the Badgers try to knock off Notre Dame and win for the 17th time in 21 games.
You see the Badgers here, 2-1 lead late. We got Owen Lindmark and Jack Horbaugh playing together, and then Sawyer Scholl up on that, more of a defensive role or a more trustworthy defensive player.
That's well put, I think, Paul. Wisconsin won the faceoff. Kerr sent it deep. No one to pick it up, though. Plusinski lifts it over everybody. Good hustle by Kerr. Slagard's got great speed. Anthony was able to get to the puck first. Slagert went tumbling over Anthony, but Wisconsin won the puck. Empty net now. Bischel out of his net for an extra attacker. Notre Dame down 2-1. 1:45 left. Bad pass almost intercepted by Lindmark. Notre Dame on the attack. Moynihan across the line. He fumbled the puck. After it is Lindmark. Oh, he can't jam it away from Knubel. Thrown to the right wing. Strand. Try to get it deep. The linesman got in the way. Thank you very much. And now Plusinski back at his own blue line. Up ahead to Janicki, he'll backhand it in. Daniel Lodge goes to get it for the Badgers. Rims it around. It bounces past two people. Now Seedham holds it, shoots it low. Save made by McClellan. Rebound there, but whacked to the corner. Now Knubel pinned against the wall by Cilia. Badgers can't clear. Seedham's pass to the corner came off the glass awkwardly. It goes to the corner now, and Lindmark can't find a teammate. Turnaround shot, Janicki. It ricocheted towards McClellan. Pass in front. Janicki had it on his skate, low left and open, but he couldn't get a stick on it. 1 minute to play here in the third. Badgers lead 2-1. Notre Dame with an extra attacker. Wisconsin able to get fresh players on the ice after Notre Dame Seedham mucked the puck at his own blue line, or offensive blue line. Here comes Seedham now. He'll fire it in, right corner to left. Lucius after it. Took a nudge in the back by Janicki. Lucius with it. Rims it around off the glass. Bounces off the dasher, right to Bavaro, who holds the zone. Bavaro, pass, handcuffs him at center. He has to go track it down. 30 seconds left. Badgers lead 2-1. Trying to win for the eighth straight time. Trying to take over first place in the Big Ten. Bavaro, headman Slaggart, too hot to handle, down to the Wisconsin zone. McClellan thought about coming out to play it, thought better of it. Dexheimer cleared it around the glass, and out of play it goes. And a faceoff in the Wisconsin zone with 16.9 seconds left. International hockey or the NHL, that's a two-minute minor. But it's not in college.
It is. And I like that it's not in college, because sometimes that's frustrating when you're watching some of those games. Especially now, it's never on purpose, but they get called for one. I just mentioned the puck. I don't know if it's super snowy behind the goal line, but that last one, it looked like it should have kept rolling, and it just stopped dead right in front of the Zamboni. It'd be interesting to see. I don't know how that would affect the play, but keep an eye out on that.
Timeout. Notre Dame will take it. 16.9 seconds left here in the third. Wisconsin with a 2-1 lead. You know, some of Wisconsin's victories this season have been pretty. Others have not, but they've found ways to win games when they're not playing as well as they're capable of playing, and this very well could be the case here tonight.
Yeah, for sure. They've found ways, like you said, to get victories, and the prettiness, I don't think Coach Hastings cares. It's going for the W. They're doing what they need to do in their own end. The goaltender, as we've seen tonight, shorthanded lead here, unbelievable stop on a 2-on-1, and they've just been scoring enough to get the lead, and they are so good in the defensive zone and with goaltender Kyle McClellan that just gets the job done.
McClellan has stopped 32 of 33 shots here tonight. Charlie Stramel, go-ahead goal, a power play goal at 8:02 of the third period. His third of the year set up by Lindmark and Dick. Lodge, Kerr, Cilia, Lindmark, and Tassie on the ice. So the Badgers' top two faceoff men are on the ice. Tassie is a bulldog in front of his net and the other net. Strand, Trevor Janicki, Slaggart, Knubel, Bavaro, and Seedham. Offensive zone faceoff for Notre Dame. To the right of McClellan, battling for the puck. Notre Dame wins it. Bavaro with it. Far side, Seedham. Shoots one, blocked. Loose puck came free. Stop made by McClellan on Knubel. Pass backside, Slaggart. He couldn't catch. Puck still trickling free. Tassie after it. Lifted towards the net. Well wide. Far side, Knubel. His shot blocked by Kerr. Out to Bavaro. His wrister wide. Horn sounds. Badgers win. The Badgers win their eighth in a row. They hold off Notre Dame. A 2-1 victory. Wisconsin now 17-4. And on top the Big Ten at 9-2.
First place Wisconsin. It was 6-on-4 for Notre Dame. David Cilia's stick broke shortly after that faceoff. So the Badgers were really down to a 6-on-3 there. Cilia doing his best to take up some space. A couple block shots by Wisconsin. A wide shot at the end. And Badgers come out of here and get another one.
Wow. Charlie Stramel, the game-winning goal. Owen Lindmark set him up. He also scored a goal tonight. And Kyle McClellan finishes with 33 saves, 13 in the third period. And the Badgers win the series opener in South Bend. The final score, 2-1. Badger hockey brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. If you can dream it, Cleary can design it with their dream-making software. Visit clearybuilding.com. Badger hockey also brought to you by Ho-Chunk Nation. With over 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. Wisconsin 2, Notre Dame 1. That's the final. Back in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
In ice hockey, every move matters. Perfect deflections and redirects. Quick releases. Optimal shot angles. One misstep can cost you more than just the goal. That's when athletes turn to UW Health. From a dislocation in a body check to muscle pulls from a quick pivot, our sports medicine doctors deliver game-changing care with precision and perfection for every injury. No matter the complexity, UW Health is your go-to team to get you back on the ice in no time. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, We would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Wow, that was a gritty win by the fifth-ranked Wisconsin Badgers. Now 17-4, 9-2 atop the Big Ten. A 2-1 victory over Notre Dame. 8 wins in a row for the Badgers for the first time since the 1999-2000 season. They've outscored their opponents during this 8-game winning streak, 32-6. Kyle McClellan, 13 saves in the third period. 33 for the game. He gets the win. He's now 15-4 in his goals against average and save percentage. One will go down, the other will go up. Meanwhile, Ryan Bischel made 11 saves in the third period, but gave up the go-ahead goal to Charlie Stramel. Bischel finishes with 27 saves. So Notre Dame with 34 shots on goal tonight. Wisconsin with 29. 2 was enough tonight. And Paul Capobianco, you had mentioned that. 1-0, 2-1 potentially. And it turned out to be a 2-1 game. What you expected when you have the two best goaltenders statistically, not only in the Big Ten, but the country.
I mean, we came into this game knowing that that was a big part of the game. And the better goaltender, only because he saw probably better opportunities to make saves, was Kyle McClellan, for sure. Bischel did what he needed to do, and Notre Dame held the Badgers in check for the most part on offensive opportunities. But Kyle McClellan, again, good when he needs to. He makes the first save. The Badgers clear him out. A couple of early breakaway saves kept the Badgers at 0-0, and then late in the game, the 2-on-1 save. Trying to think back this year, that was top three for sure, if not the best save he's made all year, going post to post on a 2-on-1 with speed. It looked like he was in position for the first save, and he somehow got over to the other side for a one-time tapper, and his pad kicked it out, and wow, it was just an unbelievable play.
Kyle McClellan, very good here tonight. The Badgers do just enough and win here at Notre Dame, 2-1. Stay tuned. Our post-game show's coming up. We've got highlights. We'll hear from Associate Head Coach Todd Canott. We'll check scores from around the country as well. Fun one here at Notre Dame. A little agonizing at times, but Wisconsin winner, 2-1 the final score. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
It takes incredible skill to master ice hockey. Gaining optimal speed, having a quick release, changing the angle of your shot. Every move is calculated, creating new ways to leave your opponents in the cold. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, we use the same ingenuity to write the playbook on defeating complex cancers. Our innovations change the way the world fights cancer, awarding us the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin and the best team to defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know, from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now, that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. Whether it's music or anything else, I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
While players need peace of mind to succeed in their sport, seniors and their families find peace of mind at Oak Park Place through the right balance of care and independence. Hi, this is Pat Richter of Oak Park Place. Choose a senior living community with neighbors that become like family. Enjoy the comforts of your apartment with an abundance of events just outside your door. Visit oakparkplace.com to learn more. Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics.
The football season is a nonstop adrenaline-fueled push to the end zone. So show your team colors and fanatic passion all season long for the Badgers with your favorite red and white gear. Shields has proudly partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to bring you your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to kick off every Badgers game with a touchdown. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and football fans everywhere.
On Wisconsin, the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers. Just like the claim, Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph, thanks to towing, torque, payload, and more patents than the word fight is repeated in a fight song. Built Ford tough capabilities that make F-Series trucks the champions of can-do, and exactly why so many sing their praises. Shop your F-Series at your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, proud supporters of Wisconsin Athletics, based on 1977 to 2022 CY total sales.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly, and by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Along with Paul Capobianco, Brian Posick here in South Bend, the Badgers, a 2-1 win over Notre Dame to improve to 17-4, 9-2 atop the Big Ten. The Irish fall to 10-9-2 overall, 4-5-2 in league play. Let's name our three stars of the game, brought to you by Everlight Solar. What do you got, Paul?
Number three, Charlie Stremel, pretty quiet for a lot of the game, but he came through when it mattered and got the game-winning goal just before halfway mark of the third period on the power play. So we'll give him third star. Number two star, Owen Lindmark. As always, just solid. And he scored the first goal in a redirection, set up Charlie Stremel on the power play, and I don't know what his final faceoff numbers were, but
11 out of 21.
Thank you. So around just over 50%, but this is Notre Dame and Wisconsin, a couple of the better faceoff teams. Hunter Strand was really good in the faceoff circle, it seemed like, for Notre Dame. But Lindmark, number two, and number one, kind of flies under the radar. Twice this year, he has two shutouts, and he's the third star of a league. This time, Kyle McClellan, 33 saves. Couple of breakaway stops, two-on-one stop, outstanding at the end of the third period or near the end, and backstops the Badgers to a 2-1 victory.
So there are your three stars of the game, brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar. Our energizing performance of the game is next. Wisconsin knocks off Notre Dame 2-1. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
The football season is a nonstop adrenaline-fueled push to the end zone. So show your team colors and fanatic passion all season long for the Badgers with your favorite red and white gear. Shields has proudly partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to bring you your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to kick off every Badgers game with a touchdown. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and football fans everywhere.
Owen Lindmark a goal and set up the game-winning goal by Charlie Stramel on a power play at 8:02 of the third. Wisconsin knocks off Notre Dame tonight 2-1. Time for our energizing performance of the game brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond for you. Who energized you, Paul?
Well, Kyle McClellan energized me, but he was the first star, so I'm not going to do that also. But also energized me for one play was Ben Dexheimer. I know a zone entry doesn't usually energize anybody, but on a power play, powered through a couple guys at the blue line on the far side along the sideboards, got the puck in on a power play, which Wisconsin didn't necessarily have a good luck in doing for a lot of the game, and got the puck over, started the game-winning goal play with Tyson Dick connecting with Owen Lindmark in the corner and back out to Charlie Stramel. So Ben Dexheimer burst of speed through a couple of contacts by Notre Dame over the blue line and energized me for that.
There you go, our energizing performance of the game. Well, the Badgers, you know, only 19 healthy skaters, all 19 suited up here tonight, including Luke LeMaster, who joined the program, rejoined the program on Monday. Luke did not see the ice tonight. And when Joe Palatichuk was kicked out of the game halfway through the third, the Badgers were down to five defensemen. So tip of the cap to Daniel Lodge, Anthony Kerr, Ben Dexheimer, Mike Vorlicky, Zach Scholes for getting the job done in the back end in front of Kyle McClellan. Kerr finished with four block shots tonight. Daniel Lodge had three shots on goal. He was good. You see the improvement of Scholes, the freshman defenseman. You mentioned Dexheimer, too. And Mike Vorlicky played a strong game, too, the Badgers team captain.
He did, and I'm glad you pointed those guys out, those five guys. There was a five-minute penalty kill they had to go on after Palatichuk got tossed late in the third period or towards the middle of the third period, and those five D. We saw Mike Vorlicky throw the puck out a couple times. Anthony Kerr throw the puck out. Daniel Lodge block shots throughout that. They did an unbelievable job of stopping those 5 minutes, and it was just a perfect performance by the Wisconsin D on that part.
Yeah, so the Badgers' first road trip since Michigan State in November when they got swept in East Lansing. They win here tonight at Notre Dame 2-1. Nice job, Paul, and looking forward to tomorrow night already.
Definitely energized again.
That's Paul Capobianco from Athletic Brand Communications. We plan to talk with Associate Head Coach Todd Canott when we come back. The Badgers beat Notre Dame tonight 2-1. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. Smile Train is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make.
And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Wisconsin a winner tonight, 2-1 over Notre Dame. Series finale tomorrow at 4 o'clock, pregame at 3:30 on most of these same Badger Sports Network stations. In Madison on 1310 WIBA, you can hear Badger hockey after Badger men's basketball. Greg Gard's squad plays at Nebraska tomorrow at 1:15 Central Time. Let's take a look at final scores from college hockey non-conference. Robert Morris blew out Stonehill 8-1. Canisius knocked off St. Lawrence 5-1. 17th-ranked New Hampshire topped Princeton 5-2. Number 7, Maine, a 3-1 win over Colgate. 6th-ranked Denver, a 1-0 lead over Niagara in the first period of play. Number 18, RIT, shut out Clarkson 4-0. Augustana with a 3-1 lead over Minnesota State. That's in the second period. 4th-ranked North Dakota leads Alaska 4-1. That's in the second. And after two periods of play, Lindenwood on top of 11th-ranked Western Michigan 2-1. The Badgers will host Lindenwood next Friday and Saturday night at the Kohl Center. Hockey East tonight, 13th-ranked Massachusetts, a 3-2 lead at home against Connecticut, late third period. ECAC Brown beat Union in overtime 3-2. Yale got by RPI 2-1. In the Desert Hockey Classic in Arizona, Omaha beat Lowell in overtime 4-3. Former Badger Zach Erdahl scored for the Mavericks. 12th-ranked Arizona State leads Harvard 1-0. That's in the first period of play. The winners will play for the championship of that tournament tomorrow, obviously. One game in the CCHA, Bemidji State won at Ferris State 4-1. Atlantic Hockey, Air Force a 3-0 lead on Bentley at last check. Mercyhurst crushed Sacred Heart 7-2. Holy Cross and American International skated to a 3-3 overtime tie. Exhibition game tonight, Michigan State, which is ranked 8th in the country, beat the National Team Development Program 5-2. And the only other Big Ten team in action tonight, Ohio State at home beat Bowling Green 6-2. Scooter Bricky had two goals for the Buckeyes. Stephen Holliday, four assists for Steve Rolick's club. Also, after two periods at LeBron Arena, the Wisconsin women lead Merrimack 3-1. Lacey Eden, Layla Edwards, and Britta Curl have scored for Mark Johnson's squad. And Badgers freshman Quinn Finley earned a gold medal today with Team USA at the World Junior Championship in Sweden. The Americans beat Sweden 6-2. A couple of goals for Isaac Howard and 26 saves for Trey Augustine as the U.S. wins its sixth gold medal in the last 21 years. The first gold medal the United States won at the World Junior Championship was in 2004 when the head coach was Mike Eaves. The Badgers beat Notre Dame tonight 2-1. Highlights coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer. And I'm Shannon. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
There's no better time than now to join Badger men's basketball at the Kohl Center. Secure your seats today and be there as the Badgers face off against Big Ten rivals all month on their home court. For more information on Wisconsin men's basketball and to purchase tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
Welcome back to South Bend, Indiana, where the Wisconsin Badgers knocked off Notre Dame tonight by the final score of 2-1 to get to 17-4, now in first place in the Big Ten at 9-2. And associate head coach Todd Kanat, kind enough to hustle up here to join us in the postgame show. Congratulations, another win, and it doesn't matter how it looks as long as you get the job done, and your boys got the job done tonight. Congrats.
You know what, and it was one of those. And proud of the guys for that, figuring it out, a little bit of a different lineup. And like you said, it wasn't pretty. And things that happen throughout a game where a power play is struggling but finds a way to score the game-winning goal on a power play. Five-minute major that we take in the third period, kind of shoot ourselves in the toe, but find a way again. And that's where you give our guys a lot of credit. Some big block shots. I remember Lachey within the third period, Kersey playing hard minutes. And then Kyle McClellan. You can't say enough about him right now. There were no less than three is what I had, and I thought game-saving saves in the third period alone, where I just thought he was a difference in the game.
Yeah. You saw a really good goaltender at Minnesota State, Dryden McKay.
Yep.
And I don't mean to compare the two, but you look at the run that Kyle's on now, and I also don't want to jinx him either, but you've seen really good goals. So what is it about him that he just continues to get the job done? And when his teammates need him to, whether it's in the first period like he did again today or in the third like he did again today, he does the job.
That's what's special about him, is just the timing of the saves. And when you compare a guy like Dryden, I think there are some similarities, that there's a very confident, calming kid in the net. If you watch him play, and I think Kevin Murdoch's done a great job with him, he's not flopping all over the place. He is very calm. Our guys are confident with him in the net. And, again, the timely of it, it's a 2-1 hockey game, and they have a 2-1, 2-on-1 coming in the zone. He makes a backdoor save that a lot of guys wouldn't make. Those are the difference in the game.
Yeah. Oh, and Lindmark wasn't sure if he was going to play because of an illness. You know, there have been injuries, too. There's been all kinds of stuff going on with your lineup, by the way. But Owen comes up with a big game, big goal to get you on the board. And when you have the lead, you've been successful. But then the setup on the power play. Take us through that power play goal. That was a huge play of the game,
obviously. I can't even tell you, other than the one time that Stramble took. I was looking down at the decor at the time, okay, Talking things over.
Yeah.
Good on Stramzo. Sit and work on that in practice all day long, and has been since the beginning of the year. And again, the power play probably wasn't what it needs to be, and it's got to be better tomorrow. But to find a way at that time of the game, hopefully that gives them a little bit of confidence.
Yeah, and your PK just keeps, I mean, it's fantastic. It's fun to watch.
You know what? It struggled a little bit early, and that's where Kyle came up big.
Yeah.
But then I thought the five-minute major, I don't know if they had any looks within that. And guys stepped up in front of our goaltender, and again, a few big blocks on it. Mm-hmm. And I thought we got tighter in the neutral zone. That's where I thought we lacked early in the game. We weren't great through the neutral zone. They exposed us a little bit. And, yeah, you got to give guys credit. Just the buy-in, it's, I say it all the time, you're not getting accolades and you're not getting written up in the paper for blocking that shot, but it's how you win hockey games.
Yeah, in 9 minutes of power play hockey, Notre Dame only had 5 shots on goal, according to the stat sheet.
Okay, and that would be about right, and I think they had 3 of them prior to that, so maybe 2 in the 5-minute major, and
yeah,
you know, guys stepping up. And in the forwards, same thing. Yeah, 22 between that group of 4 guys, because I think Scholler got some kill time there,
yep,
but it was primarily the same 3 to 5 forwards the entire time, and 4D, because you have one of your best defensemen go down and pull out a chuck. And so give credit to our boy 5, who hasn't killed many, yep, penalties. He was out there every shift, every other shift, I should say, and I thought he did a great job with it.
Yeah. 19 guys suited up, all but one played, and they get the job done. So now you got to rest up. I mean, somebody asked me today, you know, it's a quick turnaround because you play a 4 o'clock game, and I say, well, normally nobody's going to care about that, but when you have the lineup that you have because you're limited with bodies, you're really rest and recuperation right now is very, very important.
It is, and you know what? Guys like that. Coaches, sometimes we like to have the time to prepare. Our guys just want to get back out there and play. So, yeah, get some food in them tonight. Hopefully get a body back tomorrow in Bants. It would be great to have that big body out here because Notre Dame plays a very hard, heavy type of game, and I think he would help our lineup out a lot.
All right. Thanks for coming up, Todd. Appreciate
Thank you.
It. Sure,
Thanks,
that's
Paul.
Todd Knott, associate head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers, following Wisconsin's 2-1 win over Notre Dame here tonight. Again, it wasn't a thing of beauty, but it doesn't matter how. It's how many you get, and the Badgers now have 17 in 21 games. Scoreless first period here in South Bend, and then things started changing just a bit. Here are our plays of the game. Came off the end boards, his second bid went high into the corner glass. Janicki again, setting up Aliyah's shot, right pad save made by Wisconsin's McClellan. Backhand attempt in front by Silanoff. Step went wide. Trying to bait Master Domenico into a turnover. The defenseman rims it around all the way out to the point. Palatichuk, here's a redirect in front. The Badgers score. Palatichuk, Lindmark the redirect. Wisconsin on the board first, 1-0. Nice job by Lindmark to lift the stick of Knubel to allow Palatichuk to get to the puck and hold the zone, but he couldn't. Now Whitelaw, slot Dick, right wing, it's Lindmark. Tracks it down at the goal line right. Slot, Strabel scores from Lindmark. Power play goal, Badgers lead 2-1. And then Bavaro walked by Dick, 2-on-1 with Ali, slides it to Ali, and McClellan with a glove save. Oh, that pass had eyes. It got through the Badgers' defense, and Ali with his second golden opportunity, and McClellan stopped him again. Even though the Badgers on a power play, Mike Hastings has elected to send out his best defensive pair, but Slagert now on the attack against Losh. Backside, oh my goodness! What a save by Kyle McClellan to his left, denying the Notre Dame shorthanded bid by Knubel. Shoots one, blocked. Loose puck came free. Stop made by McClellan on Knubel. Pass backside Slager. He couldn't catch. Puck still trickling free. Tassi after it. Lifted towards the net. Well wide. Far side Knubel. His shot blocked by Kerr. Out to Bavaro. His wrister wide. Horn sounds. Badgers win. The Badgers win their 8th in a row. They hold off Notre Dame. A 2-1 victory. Wisconsin now 17-4 and on top the Big Ten at 9-2. So that was the final call of the game here tonight from Compton Family Ice Arena. 2-1 the final score. Again, the Badgers' goals. Owen Lindmark at 12:40 of the second period from Joe Palatichuk and William Whitelaw. Lindmark's 8th goal of the year. Notre Dame tied it with a shorthanded goal at 19:25 from Hunter Strand. His 3rd goal, Justin Janicki and Paul Fisher with assists. And then Charlie Stramel's power play goal at 8:02 was the game winner. Stramel's 3rd goal this season. Lindmark and Tyson Dick with helpers. The Badgers with 29 shots on goal tonight. Notre Dame had 34. Wisconsin 1-for-5 on the power play. Only 4 shots on goal on 5 power plays for the Badgers over 8 minutes and 22 seconds. Again, Notre Dame had 9 minutes of power play hockey, but had only 5 shots on goal and only 2 shots on goal after that 5-minute major taken by Joe Palatichuk. Hunter Strand had a goal tonight and 4 shots on goal to lead the Fighting Irish. And let's see, Paul Fisher had a helper tonight. He had 3 blocked shots to lead Notre Dame. Justin Janicki also had a helper. He had 3 shots on goal. Ryan Bischel stopped 27 shots tonight, and although he allowed only 2 goals, he takes the loss. His record now 10-9-2. Notre Dame falls to 10-9-2, 4-5-2. In the Big Ten. As for the Wisconsin Badgers individually, the game-winning goal for Charlie Stramel tonight. William Whitelaw had an assist. He had 6 shots on goal to lead the way. Joe Palatichuk had a helper and 4 shots on goal. He also took a 5-minute major that put the Badgers behind the 8-ball. But again, the penalty kill came through. Anthony Kerr, 4 block shots to lead Wisconsin tonight. Owen Lindmark, a goal, 2 points. He had 3 shots on goal. Lindmark has 8 goals this season. 6 have come in Big Ten play. He's having a career year in his final year with the Wisconsin Badgers. And Kyle McClellan, 33 saves tonight to get the victory. His record now 15-4. The Badgers are 17-4, 9-2 in the Big Ten. They've won 8 in a row and outscored opponents in this 8-game winning streak, 32-6. First 8-game winning streak since the 1999-2000 season when the Badgers did it twice with Danny Heatley, Steve Reinprecht, Jeff Desner, Graham Melanson leading the way for Jeff Sauer's club. They'll go for 9 in a row tomorrow night in the series finale against Notre Dame, and we'll tell you about that and wrap up our broadcast when we come back. Again tonight, in front of a sellout crowd of 5,069 fans, a game that took 2 hours and 13 minutes to play, Wisconsin 2, Notre Dame 1. We'll return in 2 minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers Men's Hockey on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
It's fully leaded education talk.
Hard facts with a humorous twist.
Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Blackburn, nice job, Bobby. Paul Capobianco from UW Brand Communications. We'd like to thank him, too. Our assistant SID, Jay Posick, fantastic job tonight. I'm Brian Posick saying so long, everybody. Again, the final score here today from South Bend, Wisconsin 2, Notre Dame 1. Thanks for listening to Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond, and by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
What was that like? I'm going to post some more things tomorrow, both for Joey's song. I'm doing a social media takeover for them.
Oh, nice.
So I'll be posting a bunch of things. I'm going to be there tomorrow during the sound checks of the various artists and groups that are playing together. Rick Nielsen from Cheap Trick was not there yet today when I was there. But I did see now his mic stand is set up with all his Rick's picks all the way up and down it. So I'm hoping that I can catch up with him tomorrow and just get people just a little look inside how cool and how special this is.
That's so cool.
You know, knowing that in the years to come, they want to grow it so it's not just I hate to say people from southern Wisconsin or even, you know, the line that divides the north from the south in Wisconsin.
Right.
They want Wisconsin people, the Midwest people, to come and be part of this. And I think that's why they decided, okay, let's start with this live stream.
Hey, Terry, can you hold that thought for once? Can you stick with us for like 60 seconds? I got a couple fun things I
want
to ask you, too.
I'm
sorry to interrupt. We'll be right back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwab on the Civic Media Radio Network.
On out for your love.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwab. This is Nightlight. I'm talking to Terry Barr, who I rudely interrupted because we had to get to a break. I apologize, Terry.
Oh, you are so funny. Well, and the rude interruption gives me a great time to say, I love your show, Pete.
Oh, thanks.
You guys are just doing a terrific, I guess I want to say service for all of us. You're making us laugh. Thank you.
Do you think people are listening? Conrad, that's
well,
not funny.
Well, if they're not, they're missing
one time
out.
He laughs.
But yeah, no, I think this thing is only going to grow in this new year, and people
that.
Are going to find out that this is a great radio program to listen to and to get away from anything else. You know, we always talk about let's get unplugged from politics, and if you want to have a good laugh, this is the show to listen to.
Well, I appreciate that. You're a tremendous addition to it. And just in case, I just want to add, if you're thinking about making tacos later, Terry, I have Kristen Cavallari's homemade taco recipe here. Are you ready for this? All right. In a pan, saute beef with taco seasoning. That's important. In a hard taco shell, add beef, shredded lettuce, cheddar cheese, and diced tomatoes. How does she do it?
I can't imagine. It sounds like it would take all day.
What? Exactly. Hey, I really appreciate your time tonight. I just want to say music is really important therapy for a lot of people dealing with various physical and emotional disabilities. But for Terry Barr, it's just a way to rock, and that's okay, too. What is your favorite band name of all these performers tomorrow night?
Wow. Well, you know, the funny thing is I won't be able to be there tomorrow night because I will be on Max Inc. Radio tomorrow night.
Oh, that's right.
And I'm kind of digging the band that we have live in the lair. Their name is El Donk.
El
Donk. Short
Donk.
For the donkey.
I love it. That's great.
This band is new to me. They are based in southern Wisconsin, and it sounds like we are just going to have a blast with them. Otherwise, I'm going to cheer on the Know-It-All Girlfriends
tomorrow night. I mean, I think the Know-It-All Boyfriends, they're kind of like making fun of boyfriends.
Uh-huh.
And I love that girls want an equal opportunity to make fun of themselves
with
the Know-It-All Girlfriends. Yeah, that sounds like an actual battle of the bands. That'll be fun.
Yeah, and if we can have fun this way, then we've really lost our way, haven't we?
Absolutely. And tell people where they can hear Max Inc. again, and then also Joey's song one more time, where they can stream it.
Okay, Max Inc. is live Saturday night starting at 6 o'clock, and then we have our live featured act at 9 to 10. They are in the studio.
That's
they
cool.
jam. They take our silly questions. And you can find it across the Civic Media Radio Network, your local station, or obviously on the app. That's really where we'd love to have you join us. And then you can text us on the app, too. Joey's song sold out, but you could still be a part of it. And you know what? You might even have better seats this way.
Yeah, really.
The stream. They're going to stream it for $10. And you get 5 hours of amazing entertainment. Go to joeyssong.org.
Joeyssong.org. That is outstanding. Mm-hmm. Thanks so much for reminding me about this event. I almost let it slip away. So I appreciate your help with that. And as always, thank you so much.
Letting me come on and chat with you about it.
Hey, anytime. You know that. Thanks so much, Terry. Have a great night.
Thanks, Pete.
All right. See you later. So there you go. Check it out. That's a lot of music tomorrow night. Max Inc. The Joey Song Benefit Concert. Conrad's going to be on YouTube playing his, what do you play? The kazoo?
I used to play the saxophone.
Did you really?
I did.
The saxophone?
In sixth grade.
Hey, nice.
So 1 year, pretty much.
That's pretty cool, and it's pretty cool you're not asking to play it on the air. So thank you for that. Hey, we're going to welcome another. As you know, the weekend is approaching. That's the perfect time to binge watch everything under the sun. That's what I like to do. I'm an active inside guy, and I love TV, and I'm not afraid to admit it. I've got a color television in my home, and right now, joining me to talk about TV and film is the director of operations for the Wisconsin Film Festival, not to be confused with the director of covert operations at the Wisconsin Film Festival. You don't even want to know what that is. He's also the programmer at Cinematheque for UW-Madison. Ben Reiser joins me now. Hey, Ben.
Hey, Pete.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm really doing really well. Thank you for taking. What's a typical Friday night like for Ben if you're not on Nightlight with your old pal?
My wife and I actually started watching, because she hadn't seen it yet, Bo is Afraid, about 8 hours ago, and it's still running. That movie I think it's delightful, but it is very long. So, it's just me and Katie kicking back, watching TV, movies, all kinds of stuff. That's our typical Friday night.
There's nothing wrong with that, buddy. Were you aware of this Joey's Song benefit tomorrow in Madison?
I was. I was indeed. I'm tapped into not only the TV and film worlds, but also the world of music.
You're a music guy. Tell me again what your band name was. Or tell the listeners. I know what it was, but when you were in your youth. Yeah.
Well, I had it. Well, okay. My first band.
It's very political.
Have we talked about this?
Yes, we have. You've told me a couple of times. When you get a couple cocktails in you, Ben, at the film festival.
Yeah.
Oh, man. The gloves are off. It's great.
Well, I grew up in Brooklyn, New York. And when I was in high school and then in college, I had this band called Tracy Lord's Ex-Lovers. And we named it that because we wanted to play CBGB, which was, the big hip punk club down on the Lower East Side of Manhattan. And they used to do 15 bands a night, 7 nights a week. And they would take out a half page ad in the Village Voice. And so this ad would have, 200 bands listed just in a row.
Jeez.
And we were trying to figure out a name that might possibly catch somebody's attention in the middle of all those other band names. So we tried to be as sort
that
of
worked.
Racy and controversial as we could. And then apparently, I can't verify this, but I did read at some point Tracy Lords herself tried to sue us for improper use of her made-up pen name that she had, or nom de plume, what do you call a porn star's name that they make up? Stage name.
Stage name,
screen name.
Alias.
Alias.
That's pretty cool. So,
Director of Covert Operations for Tracy Lords Ex-Lovers.
I think that should be your new title for the film festival, because we know a lot goes on people should know about, probably. Hey, so I had you on here because I wanted to talk about your list. You made a top 23 of 23 list for the movies. We have to take a quick break. Can you hang and just just a couple minutes, and we'll get into your list. And I want you to tell people what they should be watching right now, because you do the homework.
Dude, I can stay as long as you want. Bo is afraid he's just going to be running in the background all night. I'm not anywhere near ending. So.
All right, we'll make it a sleepover with Ben Reiser. This is Pete Schwabba. You're listening to Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's matchingdonors.com. Matchingdonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit matchingdonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. Matchingdonors.com.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.